I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
What is going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome, 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 folks, to another episode of DM Watts Podcast. We are glad to be here.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. I see the look on your face.
I was waiting for it. I was going to get you.
We're glad to be here and back. But
no!
You know.
We're just here, okay? They can count on us being here.
We are here. But welcome to another episode of DM Watts Podcast. Folks, real quick, if you have not went out and got your copy of Attack the Panic by my precious lovely wife here, it's called Attack the Panic.
Thank you, baby.
Your panic attack planner, available on Amazon.
For all of your panic attacks.
You want to document them or something like that, take, you know, daily motivation?
Yeah.
Take a look at it. Trust me.
And it's not daily motivation, though.
I call it daily motivation because I saw it.
I specifically didn't want any inspiration. I didn't want any motivational quotes. I didn't want anything in it. I just wanted to get to the meat and bones. I'm having a panic attack. Here's the reminder. This is what I need to do.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not daily motivation. My bad.
No.
But it's
go
definitely
somewhere
a good
else
idea.
For that.
Yeah, definitely not Attack the Panic. So, definitely not Attack the Panic. So, what has transpired from the last time we've been here? So far, we did already talk about Alabama. I can't say that that's old news because there's still memes about it. So, that's happening.
Oh, man.
But on a more serious note, man, prayers out to those folks over in Hawaii, over in Maui. Man,
that breaks my heart.
Yeah, that is heartbreaking what's going on over there. It really is. So prayers to those and shouts out to all the pilots, first responders, and
Absolutely. Everybody
else trying to do what they can to help those folks over there.
Yeah.
You know, keep those people in your thoughts and prayers, you know.
And I was this morning, the Cajun Army is over there. So,
really?
Yeah, they have up on their website, Cajun Army, things that people need. Because, again, when people are in crisis and when you have such a horrible disaster such as this, people want to help, but they don't always know what to send or what to send it to. And then, you know, you see all these things. Oh, they're sending blankets. They're sending coats. They don't need that. So if you go to Cajun Army, it's a highly specific list.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying this morning of things that are needed. It's very specific. So don't just randomly, like, buy stuff on Amazon and have it sent somewhere.
Yeah.
Go to their website and see what is actually being needed.
Don't be like, hey, I like Kool-Aid. I bet they would, too.
Yeah.
Here's 30 packets of Kool-Aid. No.
Yeah,
that's please make sure it's stuff that's needed.
It's
you know, those
needed.
Folks are they're down in a bad way.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's do what we can to help
death.
Those folks out. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on over there. So please do what you can to help those folks out. So on another thing that has happened since we haven't been around. Maybe what's the name of that newspaper? The Marion.
Oh, the Marion.
If you haven't been looking at what's going on in Kansas.
Man.
So what a newspaper posted something out. Put something out.
They actually didn't put it out. They didn't put anything
out. They had
out.
A story.
They were looking at doing a story.
They were looking at doing a story.
On a local
business owner.
Coffee shop owner.
Right. Who got a liquor license.
Yeah.
But she
was
had
trying
a,
to get one.
Yeah. But she had a DUI. So they found this out. Didn't run with the story.
Didn't.
However, the police raided their business. Took all the computers, laptops. Everything
because
everything.
Somebody said that because they were using it as a front
for identity theft.
Identity theft.
They said that they raided it because they wanted to
a
know.
Little bitty,
they
a
wanted
little
to know
bitty paper.
They wanted to know how these people got the information.
Yeah.
So that required a raid of their business. Not let's look into the story that they didn't run. Let's look into how they got that information.
And
about
the co-owner, it was a mother and son that owned the Marion County Register. And the mama was 98 and in
Man,
perfect health and was still working.
Yeah.
And because of the raid, not only on the newspaper, but on her home.
Man.
She died 24 hours later.
24 hours later after
so
they did
So not only
this.
Is this man having to deal with the death of his mama and his business partner.
Yeah.
But then the police coming in and raiding and it was, you know, it wasn't properly done and they had no reason to do it. And they've been given the stuff back. But
still. Because come to turn around out, they didn't. There wasn't enough evidence to warrant having a search warrant.
But he's gained 2,000 subscribers.
That's right. But they've gained 2,000 subscribers. So if you haven't subscribed to the
Marion County Register.
Hey, we with you guys, man. Y'all, like, that's the freedom of the press.
Absolutely.
And people have come out and supported those guys a lot. And so we just thank everybody for coming out and support. appreciate you guys coming out and support our state, good old Kansas. There's people in, you know, what Marion County is what it is, or I think it's what it was. Yeah, so, hey, appreciate you guys coming out and doing those things, you know, and subscribing and doing whatever you can to support them. So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into what the question
Thank
of the day
God.
Is.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because that was enough small talk.
Yeah,
for
all
me.
Right. That's enough. All right. So, the question of the day. The question of the day. So, let's check it out. Here's our question today. It's going to be, would you rather have mountains
or
oceans?
Ocean.
Do you prefer mountains or oceans? So.
Both, please.
So.
Yes, please.
I have.
Either
a
or.
A preference.
You do.
I do have a preference. Preferably neither damn one, but
wait.
If I have to, if
what?
I hold on.
What do you mean neither one?
Hold on.
We live in Kansas, so
yes.
You just want to live in Kansas because it's so, neither mountains nor ocean.
That's right.
So neither one is okay. Kansas.
When I say neither
Maybe
one,
Nebraska.
Okay, depending on the question, it says mountains or oceans. Are we talking about would you rather be in a mountain, on a mountain, or be in an ocean? Is like so, or live next to a
yeah,
mountain.
Yeah, but you're going worst case scenario.
Okay.
Would you rather be stranded on a mountain or out in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
That's
where you went with
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it as, you know, where would I rather be in this moment? Either or.
Mountains, oceans? Okay, so which one?
That's so hard.
Yeah.
So here's how I look at it. I want both, and you can get both. There are, you know, you
Good
those
old state
coastal,
of California.
Yeah, California, but even Massachusetts, and you know, you get not necessarily mountains, but you get, you know, higher elevated,
yeah, yeah,
land. Hmm. So you know, I love that. I love knowing that I can get to the mountains in a short amount of time or the ocean. So if I can
yeah.
live somewhere where I'm 2 hours out from either,
yeah,
I'm happy.
And so
I would rather have the mountains though.
Yeah, would you? So
yeah.
Okay, so looking at it from that aspect, you know, I lived in Japan. You know, I may have mentioned it once or twice.
You don't say.
Yeah, so I lived in Japan, in Okinawa Island, and the ocean
is right there.
It's right there. Like, you're literally a speed bump in the ocean. So I think what people don't realize about the ocean is how salty the ocean is. You're there for the view, most likely. You're not there.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Because the ocean is incredibly salty. Like, you get in there, and when you get out of that water, and the person of my complexion get out of that water, we get ashy already. So getting out of the water in the ocean is salt water that dries your skin out. So I can tell you that I look like a totally different person when I get out of the water of the ocean. I can pass for your complexion as ashy as I am when I get out of the salt water. I'm just saying.
Really?
I
didn't notice that.
You get ashy.
We went to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
That wasn't salt water. That was like, I feel like that was just nice water.
Yeah, ocean salt water.
Yeah, that's cool. But I'm telling you, it was just different.
It was different water.
It was different water. It was crystal clear.
Yeah.
That water was crystal clear at the Bahamas. I don't
Where
know what they
Okinawa
do.
Okinawa,
like,
it's not?
Not so much.
Oh, okay.
No, there's a lot of seaweed.
I have no idea. I've never been to Okinawa.
Yeah, there's a lot of seaweed and
stuff.
Yeah, things. But, you know, mountains, okay. I've been to Alaska, and the mountains in Alaska, as you're driving it, it literally looks like what the end scene of Terminator should have been. You know, when she drives away in that long
yeah.
road?
Yeah.
Like, it should have been like she drives away and it got like the mountains or whatever,
sure.
or something like that. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to look at.
Okay, so when we were up in the mountains in the northwest Pacific region,
okay.
driving, that was kind of scary.
That was scary, kind of.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Look, first of all, if you ain't never driven
scary.
In Oregon, you Ooh. Know, if you've never driven
going
in Oregon.
Going in that pass, there's a pass coming out of California into Oregon, and
yeah.
it's literally like, it feels like a third of the state. Like, you're just on it for 2 hours.
I feel like. They misdirected the name Death Valley.
It was scary.
And they should have named Oregon just Death Valley. Don't come here. No, nobody.
Yeah.
Look, if you value life at all, driving through the mountains of Oregon, man,
it showed me I totally lost my nerve.
I'm gonna tell you,
my last nerve is gone.
Yeah, Oregon driving actually,
and I grew up in that region, so
fine. Coming back to it was fine. It wasn't
yeah,
bad.
It was okay because we'd already done it.
Yeah.
But
man,
growing up in that area, like, you know, I'm used to that. And then going back, I was like, hit me
yeah.
off this mountain.
I'm going to tell you right now, the people were beeping at us severe. The speed limit in them mountains is like 45, 50 miles an hour. Yeah. No, I chose Granny that day. I was like, no, 30. 30 and 35. And we were both sweating. We were both sweating. People, you got semis flying by you carrying logs. Babe, what the hell are you doing?
And I'm remember, like, we kept calling Gene. Gene, when's this going to be over?
Yeah.
My brother drives that truck all the way up there.
I'm going to tell you.
And I'm like,
anytime they have a path where a runaway truck has to go to, if you're out of control, take this road. What?
Yeah, the grading there is pretty steep.
It's like, hey, this road is for runaway trucks. Why does this exist? right there. And I'm like, we're in a truck, clearly not a semi, but that path is for runaway trucks.
Yeah.
I was like, nah.
It was really, and I guess the weird thing, I guess I never felt that way going up to Tahoe, because Tahoe, it's so kind of gradual when you go in to Tahoe that you don't feel like you're on this windy, steep, horrible grading. You're going through, you know, these different towns and stuff. So, because I love Tahoe.
I've never been to Tahoe.
Tahoe is just fantastic.
I heard
beautiful.
That Tahoe was just amazing,
it's
but
just
I ain't
beautiful.
Never been there.
And I was fortunate enough to get to go up there a lot, and it was just great. You wanted to go in the snow, you're in the bay, and you're like, hey, I want to go see the snow. All right, well, hour and a half later.
Yeah.
Well, back then when there wasn't traffic.
Mm.
Now I'm sure it's like 3 hours later.
Well, I can say that when we went there, I guess one of the other, besides being terrified, Oregon is actually beautiful.
Oregon's gorgeous.
Oregon is actually
it
beautiful.
It reminded me of Vermont. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Oregon is beautiful. Man, the mountains is just.
But it smells
like
pot.
They're majestic. Huh?
It smelled like pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Because I feel like everything is legal there in Oregon.
Like pot.
Pretty sure everything is legal there. Last we heard that all the drugs are legal in Oregon. But, that's a thing. But I still liked, I didn't like driving through there, but once we got to a hotel in Oregon, you look out and look at where you are, man, it's.
And the people were super nice.
Yeah. They were actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
People in Oregon were.
And we didn't have to pump our own gas.
Yeah. I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I did not know that was a thing. Did you know I think that's in Jersey too.
I don't know, but it used to be in Idaho too.
Yeah. Literally, if you get out there, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pump my gas. No.
No,
you stay in the car, and it's like a legal thing. Like, no. Stay in the car.
Yeah.
You don't need to cut the car off.
Well,
you're supposed to, but
you didn't.
Mm-mm.
Cause the guy was talking to you.
Yeah, just having a conversation, filling up the car.
And then after it's over, Davey looks at me and goes, "Oh my God, I didn't turn the car off." I go, "Well, we didn't die. So let's get on down the road."
Yeah. But oceans.
Let's get off this mountain.
What oceans have you been in other than the one we went to, the Bahamas?
Pacific, Atlantic.
Yeah.
Northern and Southern California Ocean.
So what is it that draws you more, like,
and
I guess.
Atlantic.
Towards the ocean, if you were to say, okay, what is it that you like about the ocean? I mean, just like we like the scenery of the mountains. Is it the scenery of the oceans too? Because that's.
There's so much. It's the sound. The sound is deafening and wonderful. And then it's all the wonderful presence that the ocean gives you, whether it's sea glass. I'm a huge sea glass nut. If it's sea glass or seashells, you know, depending on where. And sometimes it's a plate. Like, you know, you get all this cool pottery. Like, you never know what you're going to get. Or driftwood.
Yeah.
It's the gifts that it gives you and then just how I feel in it. Like, not so much the Atlantic. The Atlantic Ocean is great. Don't get me wrong. I totally enjoyed it. But as far as, like, swimming and stuff, because you saw me in the Bahamas, I was like, yeah, give me the water.
Yeah, fish.
it's just I feel lighter. It might go back to my fibro, but I was always like that with water. Mm-hmm. Like, put me in the water. It's this feeling of weightlessness and my body doesn't hurt. So
I guess I'm more of it all depends on the water. So, like, the Bahamas, the view is amazing, right?
Because
it's crystal clear.
The color was gorgeous.
It's crystal clear because there's things that they don't tell you about the ocean that you have to experience unless you like me and you already know. You've seen the videos. Like, hell no. But you experienced it. The ocean looks great at daylight. That ocean looks like, first of all, you've seen Jaws. You're like, I ain't going out there. But the ocean at night looks devastatingly evil. Like, do not step foot in here. Everything in here will kill you.
I think
that's the way it looks.
Now, I will say, I mean, yeah, it's
yeah,
blacker than black. It is
blacker
than
black.
When you're on the ocean at night, it's trippy.
Yeah. We were in the Bahamas, well, on the boat. Remember? He was like, look at this. Nope.
I went out there to go right back in.
Amazing. Nah, you out there. I was like, hey, man, I'm glad. I'm like, no, we're not finna hug up out here. No, it is pitch black.
Anywho. I will say the coolest place, but I mean, I grew up on the Bay, so, you know, I'm used to seeing the ocean at night, I guess.
I guess so, because I was not, I can't.
One of my favorite times of being, well, yeah, on the ocean at night was in Monterey, and it was like April, and it was just all phosphorescent. Like, there was a moment where it was just, for a few days, the ocean seemed to just glow. Because it was just all these phosphorescents coming in, and Monterey's
and I've never
pretty
seen
wavy
that.
And active.
I will say that. I've never
it's
seen
absolutely
that.
Absolutely beautiful. It's so, like 1,000 fairies just coming in. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Huh. Yeah,
so
I've never had
that. That was cool.
Of seeing
and
that.
Then and getting to sit on the docks, the state piers in New England.
Yeah.
And watch the 4th of July on the piers is just amazing. Because then, you know, whatever happens in the air is reflected on the ocean. So it's just this, like, double fireworks show. It's brighter than bright, and they're out on barges miles away.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
It's cool.
Well, I think both are acquired tastes, because one of the things that probably scares me about mountains is that from far away, you're like, man, look how beautiful that mountain look. And you travel through it. All of a sudden, there's a blizzard up there that you didn't know what was going on. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Or
like,
a bear.
When I say travel through, I'm talking about in a car. I ain't talking about walk mountains. I don't do that. And let's go for a hike in that mountain. That's not.
I used to hike Yosemite and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
And it was amazing.
You know what?
I came across a wild cow.
A wild cow?
Yeah. It was on the other side of, I was hiking the Misty Trail. So for all of
the Misty Trail?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, or Bridal Falls or something like that. But I was on the other side of the mountain and coming down, and yeah, there was a cow.
Okay, that's different. Okay.
And then
a
the
wild
park
cow. What is that? Just
and
one that
it was just a cow.
Farm.
Yeah,
it doesn't belong.
And then the park ranger came up on horseback, and she was like, "Hey, you're gonna miss the bus, and it's the last bus. You need to get off this mountain before it gets dark." I'm like, "We're trying."
Yeah.
Because it's a zigzag trail, and it's like straight down. You have to run. You don't have a choice. You cannot walk. It's that
how steep. It is.
Yeah. So you're running, and then you get stopped by the park ranger, and I'm like, "Hey, by the way, there's a cow. Yeah, you guys need to watch out for those cows. Those cows do kick." Oh, great.
What?
Okay. She's like, "I passed by a couple more on the way up."
Those.
And I'm like,
right.
"Well, are we almost there?" Yeah. Keep running. You'll be there in about 10-15 minutes.
Yeah. See, nah. Not.
Yes. And we wonder why Misty has fibro.
Yep. Well, I tell you what.
Running down a mountain in Yosemite.
I wouldn't mind doing hiking and nothing
that
like
great.
That. As long as I get to choose the weapon I take with me.
What are you taking?
I don't know. There's something. Because we've seen those videos of the guy jogging. Dumbasses. But anyway, of the guy jogging and he turns around. Oh, my God. It's literally been a bobcat that's been scoping him out.
Big old bobcat.
You've seen the guy on a motorcycle that's driving, and he turns around. He's being chased by a bobcat. Had no idea that was happening with him. You ain't seen that one?
No, and again, growing up in California, even in the Bay, because we have so many hills and mountains in the Bay that it's like that's part of. If you go hiking, you better have something on you because, you know, you're going to have mountain lions and bobcats.
Yeah. Definitely better have them things on you, bear mace and all. The whole nine.
That's the beauty of California. I think that's why I miss it.
Yeah.
Because I miss that having options of where to go walking.
Well, Cali has it all. They have all the seasons.
They have everything.
They got mountains. They got oceans.
They got deserts.
And lions and tigers and bears.
Oh,
all
my.
Of those. Yeah. So they got all of those things. So
yeah.
And deserts, like you said, too. So
but
it's
I will
like,
say the only thing that scares me about mountains, like I would love to have a cabin in the woods on a mountain in front of a lake. However, I don't want it to be one of those one way in, one way out situations because of wildfire.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and that's, you know what? The crappy part about what's happening now is those people who got those houses to escape.
Yeah.
You know, and things like they've literally shut themselves in.
Yes.
Or kind of not. I don't want to say it like this, but for lack of better words, sealed their fate.
Yeah,
when they do that,
I mean,
where they're like, hey, I want to be cut off from the whole world. You got it, including when death
is coming
for you. I do
too, but I want several options of how to get out and to know that one of those roads isn't going to be blocked.
What about, what was that in California where the snow got so bad?
Oh, it trapped people.
I mean, where was that at?
It was like Big Bear or something.
Yeah, somebody trapped, and it was like, it's going to be worse
California.
When it melts. It's
yeah.
going to be worse when it melts.
It's all water. It's got to go somewhere.
Man, look, man. So when we say like mountains or oceans, you know, I guess there's different ways of looking at it from like, hey, what view would you, which you want?
Well, which you view know? Do you think is better, mountains or oceans?
See, that's a tough one because
I've seen both.
Yeah, so I've been to Hawaii, and I can tell you that in Hawaii, from a hotel view of the ocean, it's freaking.
Yeah,
it is
like
majestic.
It.
Yeah, yeah, it is hearing the seagulls, hearing them, not experiencing them.
Mine, because it's exactly
like they may not say it, but they act like, hey, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but like seeing the view from like, you know, the Marriott in Hawaii, you're like
Marriott.
Hey, you're like, dude, man, that is majestic. However, driving in Alaska and Anchorage and driving and all you see is mountain, this region out there, that is literally like one with nature, one with God. You're like, dude, I am.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, wow, this is natural beauty that's been put here for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, and it sucks that you have to go so far to experience those things. But meanwhile, in Kansas, flat.
It is mathematically flatter than a pancake. And that has been researched.
It's like, I don't know.
Super flat.
Kansas is like flat.
Super flat.
Yeah.
But we're fortunate the little city we live in does have hills and lots of trees, which is unlike other parts of Kansas that are it has no hills and no trees.
Yeah, nothing.
We have trees.
Kansas is like, I feel like Kansas is like a bad white girl joke.
And that's what, it is.
Think about it. Like,
well, and the great thing here
it's the
no coast thing. So like you get a lot of like the car companies are no coast customs and things like that. Like it has cool names, but there is nothing here.
However, one of the biggest things that folks be sleeping on Kansas is this. Yeah, it may be flat, but it is the air capital of the world. So it's not like there's nothing here. Like Kansas, you
want
to fly, come to Kansas.
We have a lot.
You want to learn to fly, come to Kansas.
Of headquarters here.
Yeah, every one of, what we got? Cessna, Beechcraft, who else? Textron
and Cessna.
Yeah.
That's where it gets weird.
Yeah, that's where it gets a little
weird. But we have Spirit.
Bombardier. Yeah, everybody's here. Spirit.
Everybody's here.
Boeing was here.
Yeah.
So I mean, Kansas,
so
we may not have mountains or oceans.
No, but man, if you can fly a plane,
yeah, you in like Flynn. You in like Flynn. But
yeah,
I mean,
but it's still, yeah, it's hard because then you have to live with things like when you move here from the ocean, you have to deal with the fact that there's no iodine in the air, and just how badly you need iodine.
Yeah,
a body needs iodine.
Yeah,
and so that's why like I go through when we, you know, travel to the West or when I go back home for a little bit, I have to go through, my body has to go through this metamorphosis of swelling and then relaxing. And then I'm like thinner and my neck thins out because I get the iodine.
Yeah,
I get that in the air naturally.
And it, I guess, is one of those things where if you've been living around it for so long, once you come to a place that ain't got it at all,
because
you've been enriched by it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's been with you for a while and then you leave, you're like, it's hard to exist.
And that, it's
you know,
true.
It's just hard to exist somewhere else. It's like,
I don't know. Because, like, I love traveling through New Mexico, too. They have some of the most beautiful mountains. And
we didn't go to Colorado, right? We went the opposite way. We didn't go through Colorado.
We just skirted it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not, I mean, Colorado's gorgeous, don't get me wrong, but
Yeah, mountains. Mountains, no oceans. Mountains.
That's the thing. I want to be in a state where there's mountains and oceans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like I said, it's understandable. It's one of those things where if you have a preference, you know, I mean, you like, you know, a certain type of beauty, like where it's like, no, I like mountainous view.
Right.
I like oceanic view. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine liking one more than the other.
Yeah, it's your preference
like
of beauty.
Both.
It's your preference of beauty. How do you feel? You know, when it comes to either one of them, but. Either way, there's only so much we can say about mountains and oceans, but that was the topic, and that's what we talked about. So
good.
Yeah, Mounds Ocean
equally as dangerous. Yeah. Actually, I'd say the ocean
both can kill you. Both can kill you.
More dangerous, probably.
Yeah, both can kill you. Let's just put it that way. Both got things in.
Sasquatch and
yeah,
Metrodon or
and
Metadon.
Megalodon. Yeah, the Meg.
Okay, the big ass fish.
Time to go.
Just trying to throw the rest of it out.
It's all good,
got
baby.
Got nothing on a mountain.
Look, that's so. Hey, that was our topic, mountains, oceans. I mean, hey, take it or leave it. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of DMY's podcast. Oh my woman, look on your face right now. Yeah. Appreciate y'all.
Okay. thanks
for tuning in to another episode of DMY's podcast. We'll catch you guys on another one. Signing off. I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And we are DMY. Thank you guys for watching. Catch you guys on